Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Anatula.
That's right. The In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Anatula, hanging out with you. Appreciate you rolling with us. You can text in always, 713-572-4610, where we got this gem. As B-Scott was praising the work of Kyamie Fairbairn last hour, 346 said Kyamie Fairbairn could work remotely from home and still make it.
He probably could. Just practice his kicking at home. Show up. I'm good. I'm ready. I
mean, you talk about showing up. He could probably
stay
kick
at
the
home.
Crib.
Yeah.
Just hit him up on the Zoom. Hey, we need you to kick this one. All right, I got you.
Oh, kick it from home.
Yeah, it's coming in. It's coming in soon. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Right between the uprights. All right, man. Let's talk about this, because one of the things that you mentioned almost in passing during the course of this show earlier is that, you know, we know that offense is down in the NFL. And I do want to acknowledge, before we even get into all of the numbers and facts and figures of this, that I get it, right? Like, the start of a season, particularly in this new era of NFL where we, you know, through collective bargaining, there's less practice time in the offseason. There's less of a preseason itself. Training camp and those things are kind of restrained when it comes to the amount of time and the amount of number of practices that you can actually have the physicality, and that affects the way that an offense goes. But even with that being the case, right, because that is not brand new to this year.
Yeah,
we are seeing some trends that look like not only is offense down, but offense is shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And what do I mean by that? It might be time to establish the run in the NFL. And I saw this last week. And this is, kind of some data that is, you know, assembled by, and I guess in this instance, it was put together by Jay Grossman that put it out. And if you look at when it comes to the EPA, expected points added per in a particular play, the average passing situation has always been higher than the average run situation.
Mm-hmm.
This year, in week one, those graphs flipped in a way that they had never before. And I want you to see this, right?
Look at that.
It's been very clear that when you pass the ball, you are going to get more bang for your proverbial buck, right? With that play, that you are giving yourself more chance to add points to the board.
Mm-hmm.
In week one, that was running, right? Now, there is something to be considered here, is that the quarterback scramble adds in there, and that's a very unique situation. So even if you take that away, what you see is they've gotten a lot closer.
Mm-hmm.
So even the large disparity in passing versus running that had been there, at least it came and met at a point.
Yeah.
And so I think we're starting to get to a point in this league where you might be seeing the shift back in the eventual pendulum of all things, where we've made it a passing league and we might possibly be veering back to the point where it is beneficial to run the ball more than teams have been in the recent past.
What's interesting about that is how much of the success of the run is because you have a quarterback that's a real threat throwing the ball. That sounds counterintuitive, but you're saying like it's shifting.
Yes.
Well, is it shifting because this has been every rule is benefiting offenses and quarterbacks? Quarterbacks, you know, are not something that you can really breathe on. The hip drop tackle, which has been big news here lately. Like all these rules and everything is benefiting offenses and specifically quarterbacks. So does that mean you should run the ball more because of those rules?
And
I think that's interesting right there.
Right. And move forward in this, and the 832 is already on the same space, man. We got some of the smartest listeners in the world. 8-2 mentions defenses have caught up to all these high-flying offenses using two high safeties way more often than they used to. And that's part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part of the expected points added, some part of the efficiency of throwing the football is you're going to get chunk plays. You're going to be able to get these big plays. And teams, we saw this with Patrick Mahomes. We're seeing this with various other teams, right? With the Vic Fangio defense, when that came in, the two high shell.
Yeah.
Right? The idea that, hey, man, what we're going to do is we're just going to say, completion percentage be damned. What we're not going to allow you to do is throw the ball over the top of our safeties.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And get big yardage. And so we're going to play back. If you want to throw the ball underneath, we'll rally and tackle. We'll swarm, in the words of D'Amico Ryans, and we'll make you be perfect more times than not. And in the time that you're imperfect, maybe we break on the ball and turn the ball over.
I totally agree.
Maybe we keep you ahead of the sticks one of the times to turn the ball over on downs or force you to punt in that situation. And I think that now that brings the overwhelming, or what had previously been the overwhelming benefit analytically, statistically, of passing a little bit back closer. Plus, because of all that, what do we talk about with base defense? Base defense is really a sub package now.
Yeah.
Your real base defense is nickel football, right? Mm-hmm. Four down, two linebackers, five defensive secondary players. And what is that? A smaller package of players, less players in the box oftentimes. And when you have light boxes, just generally speaking, football-wise, what are you doing?
I like this conversation because basically what the texter is saying, what I'm saying is defensive coordinators hate getting embarrassed. They do not want to be embarrassed. They do not want to be, what were you thinking? How could you let that guy get behind you? You know, that's Justin Jefferson over there. That's Nico Collins over there. Don't let those guys beat you. And so what they're doing is they're protecting against that. So is it, hey, it's better to run the ball? Or no, hey, it's better to run the ball because defenses are telling you, we ain't gonna let you beat us with the pass.
Sure. You and I think that's a good question, but it feels like a difference without a distinction.
Yeah, no matter how you got there, you're still here.
Or a distinction without a difference.
No matter how we got here, we're still here.
Right. And so I do wonder, and that what brought me back to these Texans in some of these ways, and yes, 281 said, do these numbers count for quarterback runs? In some ways, yes, right? I think that's what I was talking about, where the shift in EPA, where it actually has been in week one, small sample. I want to make sure I plaster that all over this, right? In week one, it was more efficient to run the football than pass the football, but that was because you were accounting for quarterback runs. When you took quarterback runs and scrambles particularly out of that, I think that also brought this to a point where they were even out. But when you're talking about quarterback runs, I just realized you might not be talking about scrambles. You might be talking about design runs, which is another reason why I think the run has become more beneficial. No longer are you playing offense 10 versus 11 in that instance, where in the past, with a run situation, you have your quarterback putting the ball in the chest or in the stomach, rather, of running back and getting the hell out of there because we can't afford to waste you and have you get hurt. Nowadays, the running quarterback and the zone reads, the quarterback draws, like all of these things, the RPOs, all of these things have brought the quarterback into the run game, to now the math is shifting and now you have to account for all 11 of these guys. I think that also helps in advancing the run in some ways. But all those things, you bring them back to the Texans, and this Texans offense, we understand that Joe Mixon is here. They've invested in that way in the running game. But it's geared towards passing the football, and I do wonder if that is going to be something that is going to weigh on the way that this season goes if these trends continue.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Going that way.
And I don't think so, because I was going to bring it back to the Texans this way. I think that, you know, we talk about, you know, confidence in the offense versus confidence in the defense. My confidence in the offense is all about C.J. Stroud. And more specifically, and Figgy, you've heard me say this a million times, the one characteristic, the one trait I want from an NFL quarterback or a prospect is accuracy. And so because you have to be so accurate, yeah, these defenses can shut down your passing offense, can make it very, very difficult. C.J. Stroud is incredibly accurate.
Agreed.
We all know that already. The best quarterbacks in the game right now are taking advantage of these. The Kansas City Chiefs are not going to surprise any defense. You know, they're all going to be catered towards stopping, whether it's, I know the run, although Pacheco is hurt, but I know the run is still there. But it's because Patrick Mahomes is so accurate and so good on the move as well. Same thing with C.J. Stroud. So I still think, bringing it back to the Texans, yeah, you're going to have to run the ball, but it's going to be ultimately C.J. Stroud's accuracy that separates them.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point to make, because, again, not just only C.J. Stroud's accuracy, but his discipline. And this is where, you know, I don't feel like it's too much of a stretch to then talk about the human being, because sometimes we do the things where we're like, oh, look at all the intangibles, and at that point we're just kind of in some ways filleting ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. But no, for real, like the ways that he is a disciplined young man in a way that just feels well beyond his years. But that comes into the way that he plays. You can see the discipline show up. And with that being the case, the errant footballs that you see from some quarterbacks, especially young ones, right? Mm-hmm. The ill-fated decisions, you're not seeing nearly as much of that. And again, what did we talk about with the way the defenses are generally trying to go about you? They're like, we're taking away the big plays. We're forcing you to make the right play over and over and over again and matriculate your way down the field. Well, he is content to be able to do that and capable of doing that consistently. So I think offensively, you're right. I'm not nearly as worried about this team.
How
this
it
Texas
pertains,
team.
Yeah.
And I think the fun thing about this is we look at this from the offensive side. I also think this defense is pretty well situated to handle that shift in offense.
Oh,
if
for
it
sure.
does indeed go
I
that way.
I think they built it that way. you know, with all the defensive linemen they brought in, with you know, obviously Al-Shaair coming in. That's to stop the run, man. With Jalen Petrie's position switch.
Yes.
Jalen Petrie's position switch is to stop the run. So I think the Texans defensively are positioned very well for this trend, you know, if you can call it that, through 2 weeks. But I also think they're very well positioned because of C.J. Stroud's accuracy. Like, we can talk all day, and I think it's right. Kyahmi Fairbairn won these games with his leg. The defense has outplayed the offense, at least in the first 2 weeks. But what were the two biggest plays in scoring drives or clinching drives of the entire season? It's C.J. Stroud's incredibly accurate throw to Nico Collins on the sideline with the defensive back in perfect position, and C.J. Stroud's pass to Nico Collins for the touchdown, and I think more importantly, that pass that I keep going back to when he kind of scrambled away and also threw it to Nico, I believe, on the sideline.
Funny how that keeps happening.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, yes, they have to run the ball, but if you have that guy, and as much as Kyahmi Fairbairn provided us the points, that guy is going to be the difference. It's not going to affect the Texans as much.
To go back to one of the things we were talking about with B. Scott, though, is I do think that that is where Bobby Slowick earns his paycheck, right? Because I do think that now that we're seeing, just in general, again, if you're just joining us, the offensive trends through 1 week, it seems like running the football is becoming a lot more beneficial. We talk about the analytics of it, the efficiency of it, than it had previously been. I think Bobby Slowick, it is now even more of an onus upon him to make sure that, hey, we help these guys. We help the offensive line. We help Joe Mixon and whoever else is toting the rock be as efficient as we can be, because there's more now to be gained. There's more there's more meat on the bone, in a way, to be had in running the football.
I do think there's a something of a fly in the ointment here about how it's not pertaining to the Texans. Get well soon, Juice Scruggs, and really get well soon, Joe Mixon. Because then, if you are going to, you still need to run the ball. There's no question about that.
And Bobby has said that is the basis of the way this offense should work.
Yeah, and if Joe Mixon is not there, then you're relying on Cam Akers. And frankly, I think, like, if Joe Mixon can't go on Sunday, who starts at running back?
Ooh.
Who starts at running back if Joe Mixon can't go?
Well, also,
I think we're all thinking it.
We have to also ask, Damian Pierce healthy, right? Because Damian Pierce,
I might be thinking something else than yours.
No, if Damian,
you're thinking Cam.
I'm assuming Damian Pierce is healthy.
I was going to say Dare, to be honest.
Oh,
yeah. I feel like they trust Dare way more than we think.
No, but as the running back, I'm not hiking my leg on your take there, but as the featured running back in a running game, I think they're going to start Damian Pierce if he's healthy. And maybe
more to your point, who gets the majority of the carries as opposed to, like, who is out there first.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that if he is healthy, if that hamstring is on the up and up, I think Damian Pierce, because, again, they have made it abundantly clear at every given juncture that they trust him and that they're willing to go with him. Now, what would be nice is, at least in that instance, he would be splitting time with Cam Akers. It does feel like they would balance that out a decent amount, because it feels like they trust Cam to a certain degree.
Well, that's when this trend really hits home.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't have Joe Mixon for a week or two or whatever it is, and you're starting Damian Pierce, I'm not feeling real good.
And see, that was always the issue. We talked about that during training camp. Mm-hmm. Like, we were so focused on Damian Pierce, and I was too, but I'm like, everything would have been fine if Joe Mixon was healthy the whole time.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a time like this, now we like, maybe you should have took that RB2 a little more serious.
So, yeah, I just found that to be an interesting trend in offense. Now, some other stats that are happening, just to let you know that offense is indeed down early. Through the first 2 weeks of the season, offensive 20-plus yard plays, right, on offense.
Yeah.
Lowest that they've been at least since 2015, right, lowest over the past 10 seasons. Sack rate up quite a bit. 7.8%, which is more than the last five seasons in week one, which that's something interesting to watch, because we trust CJ to escape those things. But if the pass pro isn't the way, it doesn't get better, you're going to have to watch teams try and apply that pressure to CJ. But yeah, just again, I think that that's going to be interesting. But the thing that I think I felt great about is that when I looked at the way that this trend is going and when we talked through it, the Texans are situated well to be able to handle this.
Oh, I think they absolutely are. Mostly because of number 7 and a lot because of Joe Mixon. And by the way, just as an update for those who may not know, I guess last night somebody reported, I believe it was Aaron Wilson, reported that the results of the MRI were not something that made it seem like long term with Joe Mixon, but D'Amico Ryans did say they're playing it day by day, day to day.
He sure did. And day to day is better than week to week. I'll tell you that for damn sure. But yeah, next week when you have the Vikings in Minnesota, especially with the way that that Brian Flores defense operates, yeah. I'd love to have Joe Mixon in tow. But there you go. Kind of a potential offensive shift in offense in the NFL. Again, really early on to try and make large sweeping assumptions about the way it goes. But definitely caught my eye when I saw that. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about time to get you our lunchtime confessions. We'll do just that next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.